Episode number 555, The Go-Giver Influencer.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, which is brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, which features Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I am doing fantastic, Priscilla. Thank you so much. And I'm in Las Vegas this week for the U.S. BNI conference. We've been doing these conferences since 1990, so many, many years. And we're in Las Vegas. It's the second time back around after a couple of decades. And it's great to be meeting the BNI members here in Las Vegas again.
Well, that sounds great.
I am really excited to tell everyone, I have a great guest on today's podcast. He's been on a couple of our podcasts. His name is Bob Berg. And Bob has written a number of books, including Endless Referrals and The Go-Giver. Today, we're going to be talking about his newest book, The Go-Giver Influencer. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful purple cover book. It's a great, great color. But let me say something about Bob. There are literally only two or three people I ever recommend. If I can't do a speaking engagement, if I'm not available, there's only two or three people I ever suggest as a possibility to speak on networking, and Bob is one of them. Bob is incredibly knowledgeable about networking. But more importantly, I truly believe that Bob walks the talk. He is a fantastic networker in that he's all about building relationships. And I'd like to think I have a great relationship with Bob. Hopefully, Bob, you think I have a great relationship with you. I really respect you a lot, and it's a pleasure to have you on the BNI podcast today. Thanks.
Well, you know, Dr. Ivan, hearing one of your mentors and one of your heroes speak that way about you, as you just spoke about me, I just, you already made my day. As far as I'm concerned, the interview's over. I'm this was it. So thank you so much.
People, my pleasure. People have listened to my podcast. I've been doing it for more than 10 years. It's rare that I say something like that, but I really believe that about you, Bob. You absolutely, I've seen it multiple times. You walk the talk. You've got great content. I recommend your books, and it's a real pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Well, let's get going. I'd like you to start. This is a great little book. I endorsed it. It's a quick read. It's a very informative book. But let's start with how do you define an influencer?
It's a great question, because I think you go back to the word influence, and there's both that surface level and then the deeper level, because on a very, very basic level, influence is simply the ability to move a person or persons to a desired action, typically within the course of a very specific goal. Now, that's its definition, but it's not its substance or its essence. The essence of influence is pull as opposed to push, as in, you never hear someone say, wow, that Dave or that Donna, she is so influential, she has a lot of push with people. No, she has a lot of pull. That's what influence is. It's an attraction. Great influencers attract people to themselves and then to their ideas, and they do this through their focus on bringing value to others, which is exactly, of course, what you teach with Giver's Gain.
Right. You know, I love your Go-Giver and Giver's Gain are absolutely perfectly aligned in terms of the way we network and do business. So I love that expression. You have five steps or secrets of genuine influence that you talk about in the book. And the first one is master your emotions. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about at least three of those five if we can. You want to talk about that first one, master your emotions?
Sure. Well, you know, the sages of old asked, who is a mighty person? And they answered, that person who is strong enough to control their own emotions and make of an enemy or of a potential enemy a friend. And this is really where it all begins, because it's only when we're in control of ourselves, of our own emotions, that we're even in a position to take a potentially negative situation or a person or a prospect or a potential networking partner and turn that into a win for everyone involved. That seems simple, but the fact is we're human beings, and as human beings, yeah, we're emotional creatures. And so it's not a matter of, we'd like to think we're logical, right? But we're really pretty emotion-driven. We make major decisions based on emotion, and then we back up those emotional decisions with logic, or we rationalize, which if you take the word rationalize, it simply means we tell ourselves rational lies. And we do that to justify those decisions we know we shouldn't have made. So the key is not to try to deny our emotions or forego our emotions, but to be sure we're the master of our emotions. We're controlling them as opposed to they controlling us. Or as one of my great friends, Don DiScumaci, a fantastic leadership speaker, puts it, by all means, take your emotions along for the ride, but make sure you are driving the car.
Yeah, and that's really important, I think. You know, when you're talking about a networking environment, you're building relationships with people, and it's very easy for your emotions to sometimes get in the way of progress in the relationship. Have you seen that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, you think about it, the world, you know, where ego is just such a big part of the human makeup. That's such a big part of human nature. And a lot of times when someone's acting in a way that's really not productive for themselves either, often that ego has really risen up, and that's a big part of emotion. So here's the thing. When we can control our own emotions and help the other person to work effectively within theirs, now our influence is ready to go to a whole new level.
Yeah, and if we can set those emotions aside and drill down to the issue and the solution, then oftentimes we're able to bypass all the emotional energy that's around and deal with the challenge so that we can get past it and have some success. You know, I've seen that over and over with people who are really good at networking and really good at mm-hmm. being leaders.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
So you got two more. Set the frame. Talk about that. That's one of your five. Set the frame. What does that mean?
Oh, this is so key, because when we set the frame, we're really 80% of the way there. And here's what I mean. What is a frame? A frame is the foundation from which everything else evolves. Let me give you a very quick example of something that happened a few years ago. Probably one of my favorite frame stories. I was in a Dunkin' Donuts having coffee and reading, which I'm always doing, and there was a little boy about probably two and a half years old, a little toddler, and he's running around the restaurant when his parents call him back over to the table. He starts to walk back, and he falls. He slips on the floor. Now, he didn't hurt himself, but you could tell he was shocked. He did not expect that to happen. And so what's the first thing he did? He immediately looked at his parents, the two people he trusts most in the world, in order to get their response, their interpretation of the event. Now, I truly believe that had they gotten panicky or upset, he would have started to cry. But they handled it beautifully. They walked over calmly. They smiled. They began to applaud. Oh, what a good trick. That looks like so much fun. And he immediately began to laugh. What the parents did is they set a productive frame from which he could operate. And we can do that with anyone we're about to meet. It can be, Ivan, it can be as simple as an inside-out smile. It can be that when you're in a group and you see someone maybe new coming in during the meeting, before the meeting, you kind of open up your body language to give the frame of welcome. You know, you're part of us. But we also have to be able to reset someone else's negative frame, because when they come to the to somewhere in a negative frame, we need to reframe it. Let's say, for instance, you're doing a presentation for someone, and you can tell that this person is kind of defensive. Maybe they've had a bad experience with a salesperson before, perish the thought. Okay, but we want to make sure that they feel very comfortable. So before going to the presentation, maybe we say something like, Mary, while we've been able to help a number of people with this product, whatever it is, with this product, whether or not it's the right answer for you, we simply can't know without exploring deeper and determining whether it meets your needs. So please know our conversation is really about both of us discovering this. And if it does, great. If not, that's okay too. So we've now turned this from two adversaries into two allies who are simply looking for a solution that's best for her, the prospect.
You know, I'm hearing this information as you share it, and to me, the go-giver influencer is really about being a giving leader in some way.
Oh, I love that.
You know, would you not agree? I mean, it's really about leading a direction. I mean, all of these things that you talk about, mastering your emotions and stepping into the other person's shoes, which we haven't talked about, and setting the frame. And we're going to talk about communicating with tact and empathy. These are all about really being a good leader, I think.
It is. It is. And, yeah, and sales is leadership. Life is leadership.
It is. Yeah, no question about it. Let's do one more before we wrap up. Communicate with tact and empathy.
Yeah, well, you know, this is really what brings it all home in a sense. My dad has always defined tact as the language of strength. And to me, that just makes so much sense, because when you think about it, tact is a way of being able to communicate with someone in such a way that not only are they not defensive toward us, right, and resistant to our ideas, but they're open to us and open to our ideas. And so when we speak tactfully and with empathy, we're able to sort of do this in such a way that it really opens this person up to our ideas. And that allows us to sort of take emotion out of it and ego out of it, and really allows for two people to collaborate. We're much more, when it comes to the go-giver influencer, rather than looking to compromise, we're looking to collaborate, where we can make one plus one three.
So these are all part of the five secrets of genuine influence, but in the bigger context, it's all part of the go-giver philosophy.
Yeah.
So just to wrap up here real quick, can you talk just briefly about the go-giver philosophy? Because this hits home with BNI members and our philosophy of Giver's Game.
Well, it is. And I mean, this is why I tell people you're one of my greatest mentors, and we've probably met in person only a few times, and yet you've had such a huge impact on my life and on my business. And what we say basically is the premise of the go-giver philosophy is that shifting one's focus from getting to giving. And giving in this context simply means constantly and consistently providing value to others. Understanding that doing so is not only a nice way to conduct business, a pleasant way to conduct business, it happens to be the most financially profitable way as well.
Yeah. You know, I tell people in BNI and the concept of Giver's Gain, it's not only a great way to get business, it's an even better way to do business.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very similar to what you just said there.
Yeah, right on.
Well, listen, Bob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and you are welcome on my podcast anytime you would like. Your books are fantastic. I highly recommend everyone who's listening to this, go pick up a copy of The Go-Giver Influencer, a little story about a most persuasive idea. Bob, is there a website you want to send people to, or you want them to just go to Amazon to get a copy of the book? Where would you like them to go?
If they go to The Go-Giver without the hyphen, thegogiver.com, and click on the blue graphic for the new book, they can actually get the first two chapters, and they can read those if they like and see if they like where the story is heading. Then they can always click through to purchase it.
All right, so maybe I'm colorblind. It looks kind of purple to me.
Yeah.
Is it blue?
Did I not say that?
You said blue.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. No, it's purple. I'm sorry about that.
All right. It looks it's a royal purple.
Yeah,
I love
the color. Royal purple. Yeah.
That's it. Well, listen, Bob, thanks so much for being on my podcast. I hope to have you back again. You have great content. If you're listening to this podcast, go pick up that book. I don't recommend a whole lot of books. I do recommend Bob's books, so go check it out. Priscilla, back to you.
That's great. Thank you both very much. I think that's some great information. I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.